In the late 1960s and 1970s, the Parks Department was extremely fortunate to have several talented individuals within its ranks. Jack Goodwin was Director of Parks and Reserves, his assistant Alan Gelliman, Pukekura Park Curator George Fuller and Parks Department Technical Assistant Ian McDowell. Also, Fred Parker was still involved in the administration of the park. There was a focus on developing water features in the park which all of the aforementioned gentlemen had input into. The waterfall marked the first phase of the development. Fred Parker suggested having a waterfall on the north face of Cannon Hill, facing the park's main entrance. This was rejected by Jack Goodwin as he thought it would be used by cricket spectators as a grandstand. Eventually, the current location was agreed upon. Ian McDowell, who was a talented artist as well as being a knowledgeable plants man, came up with an artist's impression of a cascade. This sketch was the only drawing produced for the waterfall. The only drawback for this location was the necessary removal of a specimen weeping elm. It was decided to move the tree to Rogan Street by the band rooms, which was ironic as when the band rooms were built a few years earlier, a weeping elm had to be removed, which was placed next to Fountain Lake. Alex Brody, a retired civil engineer on the Pukekura Park Committee, checked and approved the mechanical details of the proposal, and no other documentation was made. The fall was constructed of boulders, set in concrete as naturally and as unobtrusively as possible. The bank allowed for a total drop of about 10 meters, broken up into four separate cascades, the uppermost violently turbulent, the lowest a broad tranquil water curtain. Vertical reinforcement relies on three 11-meter power poles, forming a strong backbone. These are set, slightly reclining into the bank with the tops tapering in towards the center. Each projection for the cascades are secured to that tripod with hoops of steel. The placement of the poles was the start of construction on the 13th of August 1969. The poles were seated in recesses, in the almost vertical bank. Then a depression was excavated in front of, and beneath them, to form what would become the pool. Several cubic meters of concrete was poured into the depression, to stabilize the bases of the suspended poles, and form the bottom of the pool. 100 tons of boulders was donated and delivered on site. Before placing the boulders, a relatively formal base of squared blocks, hewn by prison labor, was laid in the area below the full width of the lowermost water curtain cascade. This zone is devoid of water during operation, unlike all cascades above it. Each block or boulder was individually selected visually, for specific placement by Ian McDowell or George Fuller. Before being bedded in concrete, each had to be rolled or slid by hand across a heavy plank that spanned the pool cavity. This involved intense hands-on activity. The fluidity of unset concrete meant that the men could only complete about two rows of boulders in a day. Because this work could only be carried out sporadically when the men were free of normal commitments, progress was slow. The plank method was practical up to about the level of the third cascade from the top, then a crane was necessary. A selection of boulders was saved for the top section, and carted to the top of the bank from where they were rolled down into place as required. Lighting was concealed by location beneath each cascade, shining down onto the wet rocks below, avoiding the need for floodlighting. Fluorescent lighting was chosen because of low maintenance and high light efficiency, the color integral to each tube as distinct from color filters customary with incandescent lighting. The pumping machinery installed was the same as for the fountain, a 15-horsepower electric motor, driving a 4-inch centrifugal pump supplying about 200,000 litres of water per hour. The New Zealand Insurance Company contributed a gift $1,700 toward the waterfall costs in commemoration of opening a new building in New Plymouth. The unveiling of a plaque recording this took place on the 21st of October 1970. The mayor, Dennis Sutherland, officiated. The waterfall is said to simulate the dynamics of the passage of water from the source of the Waiwakaio River on Mount Taranaki, where it crashes and tumbles over boulders, then the turbulence is diminished as it approaches its confluence with the sea.